Chapter 28. Aboard the Millennium Falcon.
That is not what I wanted to hear, Luke,
said Han.
What I want to hear is I'm bringing back my Jedi and we're gonna bust my sister out of jail.
Han, I wish I could say that, but I can't right now,
said Luke, his holographic face sympathetic.
I know you're worried about Leia. So am I. But the fact of the matter is, she's in no immediate danger, and I need to find and stop the Sith and Abeloth. Talk to Wynn.
I have talked to Wynn,
Han shouted. He felt his hands ball into fists and forced them to relax.
And Padmal. They're both terribly sorry, but nobody's gonna lift a finger without going through committee meetings, debates, presentations, and forms filled out in triplicate.
Luke spread his hands in a helpless, frustrated gesture.
Then you have to be patient. What do you think Leia would want you to do? This government is fragile and tentative as it is. Just be patient. Let it find its way to justice at its own pace. You know Dorvan. He's a stickler for doing the right thing. And Padmal is Leia's friend.
I know, Han muttered. But it's this Senator Suldar I don't know, and don't like, and whose head I would like to break open.
I understand how you feel. That's what I'd want to do if it were Mara in there. But Leia is in no danger. And if I were you, I'd want to get Amelia to safety as soon as possible.
Han flinched inwardly. Luke was right. Alana should have been his first priority. Sitting beside him in the co-pilot's seat, her legs dangling, she said,
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Which, of course, only emphasized the need for him to get her far away from Coruscant. Sleemos might come for her next.
You're right, Luke. I need to take care of my little girl.
Luke smiled.
That's the right call, Han. Let me know where the two of you end up, all right? And let me know the second you hear anything about Leia.
Will do,
Han said, and thumbed the off button. Behind him, the squibs, who had kept silent on pain of extreme bodily harm, now piped up.
So, where are we going?
Asked Amala.
We're still sticking with you, right? Because Jag told you to keep us with you,
warned Grease.
Good. I was getting bored sitting around this ship all day. I need to stretch my legs,
said Sly.
Dad, we're not really going to leave Mom behind in a prison cell, are we?
Alana looked up at Han with a mixture of worry and indignation.
Because I thought Solos didn't run from fights.
We don't, honey,
Han said.
But we do get our children to safety. Everybody buckle up.
You wish to depart right now, Captain Solo?
Said C-3PO, disbelieving.
But we haven't shut down the safe house properly, nor checked our supplies, nor... Oh, hush you. Some of us don't like to leave things in disorder when we leave on trips.
Luke's right, said Han. We gotta get Amelia safe.
And us too,
said Sly.
Let's go!
For once, Han didn't let their piping, cheerily annoying voices get to him. He was a man completely focused on a two-part mission. One, get Alana to safety. And two, get his wife the hell out of prison.